Today, the church celebrates the memorial of St. Juan Diego, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to chapter 10, verse 1, and verses 5a and 6 to 8. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Although we believe that Jesus was like us in all things but sin, the Gospels rarely refer to his emotions. In today's passage, though, Matthew notes that when Jesus saw the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Compassion happens when we resonate or identify with the needs of others and are moved to action. In the gospel, Jesus' compassion for the crowd expressed itself in two ways. First, he told his disciples to pray that God would send workers into his harvest, because the troubled and abandoned people needed workers to journey with them and lead them. Second, Jesus appointed some workers himself. He summoned 12 disciples and instructed them to proclaim his life-giving message and presence to others. Do we recognize ourselves in today's gospel reading? With whom in this reading do we identify? We may be among those who are troubled and abandoned. For those times, today's gospel reassures us that the Lord is with us in our time of distress, and he is always drawing us near to his compassion. At other times, we may be among the workers whom the Lord sends forth into his harvest to journey with those who are troubled and abandoned. In those times, the gospel assures us that in sending us, the Lord will also empower us for the work he is asking us to do. Let us pray, then, that regardless of our situation in life, we may always feel the Lord's presence within us and around us, and that we may both experience and share with others the compassion of the Lord.